The long keys depict many things, but the first that I would love to mention is the fact that it shows among the youth that unemployment is really high, and for that matter, any opportunity that exists, the youth would want to make good use of it. So that is one. It also tells you that access probably has been opened up. Gone were the days when form will be taken to certain courtesies and nobody gets to know of it. By the time you know, people have passed out. Now, courtesy of ICT, a lot of people get to know that this is time for Ghana Immigration Service to recruit people here and there. So definitely accessibility is increased, and that accounts for the high volumes of people sending out, you know, to show interest. I will not be able to stick my neck out to say that it is an act of patriotism. People are ready to sacrifice their lives and the rest for the nation. No, it's a matter of more of unemployment rate that has gone up. And people are willing to take any least opportunity. So when you put all this together, you realize that from good governance point of view, from employment point of view, there is every reason to even see higher numbers of people showing up, you know, to be recruited.
Over 84,000 forms were sold and the service is picking only 500. Is that not exploitation?
To some extent, yes. And to some other extent, no. Because to qualify to go into Ghana Migration, you need to be a citizen. You need to be a citizen, whatever the definition of your citizenship is, immaterial. You need to be a citizen. And there is a need from good governance point of view. You must allow assets. So because others are entitled, both from their constitutional point of view, their human rights point of view, and theirs, you cannot just limit assets. So you need to increase the assets and probably get opportunity to take the very best. But the aspect of exploitation can come in because if you are looking for 500 people, then it cannot reasonably be said that you need to sell 800 or 84,000 more or less, or 8,400 forms just to get the 500. You could spell out the clear details that you want, the qualifications, and probably give the threshold. Then it limits the people, but at this point in time, you pay the fee that is non-refundable. So when you look at the large volumes of forms that have been released, definitely one can conclude that it has some element of exploitation.
He said the country's education system must be reviewed to make the youth employable without having to depend on the government for jobs.
GDP goes up, but it does not culminate in commensurate generation of jobs. So once we are in to create wealth and to ensure that poverty is reduced, we have to tackle the various economic sectors that brings our growth, that will also engender job creation. So that is one. We need to also change the structure of our educational system drastically to ensure that there is a key link between industry and the trainers. So that you don't just exit from the university or other training institutions with very good certificates, only to know that the job market is not giving us the avenue. We also must make sure that we are not just giving academic qualifications, but we are giving skills training. And there is a need to link it to the burden structure of our economy. It is as if our national development plan does not pay too much attention to the population structure. Have to pay much attention to our population structure. We have more than 36% of Ghanaians working. But Ghana is one of the few countries in Africa that has our population pyramid distorted. We have more people, as at the point we did the census in 2010, who fell in the category of 15 to 24 years. And by this time, they have matured needing jobs.
Labor expert Ben Arthur talking to Felix Kofi.